and welcome to Common Ground. I'm your host, Pat Casal. Tonight's show should be fun. We have a lot to talk about. This past week's been amazing. You know, freedom of speech questions we have. We'll be talking about whether or not we remember there was an actual debate this week. But more importantly, if you listen to Breaking Bread with Bono, that show, I love that show. I'm really enjoying that. But getting on a serious note, my co-host Dean and I. Dean, welcome to the show. How's my good friend doing?
What a great week, huh? How'd you feel about this week?
You know, it's scary, but I think tonight's show is interesting because I think there's a lot of common ground between the two of us. You know, it's ironic because we were talking about, are we losing our democracy because you can't really voice your opinions any longer? And, you know, I mean, as soon as you open your mouth, if you're trying to sell something, somebody may be offended. And, I mean, we are in a situation where everything you say is offensive. And if you're out there, what's your take on it? Do you think we're losing our democracy? Do you think freedom of speech is being cut off? Are we being limited to how we can think and feel? The number is 702-257-5396. That's 702-257-5396. You know, media likes selling divisiveness. But the question is, are they successful? Is it working?
Well, you know, the media certainly has everyone on edge just waiting to see what's going to happen next. Everyone I know is, like, tuned into the radio or wakes up and sees what happened. What did Trump say? What did, you know, somebody else say? Did something happen? Is, you know, who's got COVID? The media just has everyone on edge, and I think that's what they want. They want that because that sells. It gives you ratings. And I you know, getting back to what you said, I mean, it's so hard when you can't express your opinions, even if it's political opinions, without repercussions, you've lost your democracy already. And
well, think about this, Dean. You know, nowadays you got to tell your kids, be careful what you put on Facebook.
I know.
Because if you're going for a job, it could cost you that opportunity.
It can. And, you know, there's been cases, you know, now that kids are doing school online, like, there's kids that put up political stuff. They'll have BLM or American flags or MAGA hats or whatever. And teachers take sides. It's amazing. You can't do it. If you're a kid online, you kind of just you have to stay neutral. You don't know what side your teacher's on. I mean, it's that bad. It's actually kind of amazing. And it never used to be like that when we were kids. There was respect. There was a time when there was respect. It didn't matter who won the election. They won the election, and that's that. That's what it's supposed to be. And then you respect the person that wins, and that person that wins isn't representing just one side. That person that wins is representing everybody, and we've lost that as well.
Yeah, well, you know, I always said that for years. I've been saying this on the radio. When you get elected, you may represent a Republican when you get elected, but once you're in the office, you represent all constituents. We're not a 50-50 nation. We're a 100% nation.
Right.
And unfortunately, we're going through some really difficult times. And, you know, we're actually selling out our own freedom of speech because of the PC culture, you know, the cancel culture.
Right.
I mean, we're living in times that I cannot believe, and I'm happy that I'm 59 years old. What about you?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, so we have a frequent, excellent caller, I might add, Will, who's always calling and giving us grief about how we're not finding common ground. You know, we're talking in divisive terms. We're still talking in divisive terms, and we're trying to reach some kind of agreement. And you know, we have a chance to do something here. And it's really hard. The media makes it really hard, and our politicians make it really hard because they're as divisive as anybody. And you know, they keep going one way. They each keep going one way. They don't come in the middle at all. I don't see any politician coming into the middle. Some of the ones that are trying to be elected are trying a little bit, you know, because they sort of have to. They need, you know, they're trying to win their election. But once their election's over, you know that's not going to happen. And I don't know if there's a solution here. We've come up with actually some pretty good solutions to some problems. Like when we were talking about voting, we said, why not vote on 2 days? You could have A through M on day one and N through Z on the next day. And so you get the results in 2 days. You know, but no, I haven't heard anybody even talk about that. Not one politician has talked about a solution for voting. Everyone's worried about the mail-in voting. No one's come up with another solution. You know,
it's evident that that I really wonder if the politicians really want a solution. Hey, the number 702-257-5396. We go to the phones. Hey, Steve, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. I enjoy your show. Hey, thanks. Pato, I just want to say something to you and your host.
Sure.
You know, they say a sign of a superior man is someone who knows how to disagree in a pleasant manner. You guys do that, and I appreciate that about you.
Thanks. How did you feel this week, Steve?
Oh, okay. Freedom of speech. I don't even go on Facebook. I got rid of my computer. But people who do, listen, there is an invasion of privacy. Now there's evidence that some of your information is probably going to communist China. I call it Wastebook. I like to say that loud and clear. You can call it Facebook or Wastebook, but a lot of people are wasting their lives there. They should be very careful about what they put on there. But they're not. And this goes on and on. It's such an obsession. It's worse than, like, this is like worse than heroin. People can't get off Facebook, and they never will. But a word to the wise, I mean, they should be careful about the time they spend on there and the personal information that they disavow. You know, and it's getting worse and worse. It's never going to get better. It's only going to get worse.
Yeah. No,
it's crazy times.
Me and Pat were just talking about this. You can't, you know, if you're in business, Pat, you just said if you want their business, you got to close your Facebook page, right? I mean,
I lost a client recently because she hates Trump, and my mom and her got into talking about it. And secondly, a few years ago, I lost an account because I did the right thing for them insurance wise. But I lost the account because I was not a liberal. I was a conservative. And frankly, I never talked to her about politics.
But didn't someone say if you want my account, you have to close your Facebook page?
No, nobody ever said that. I had another guy that was recently telling me, listen, Pat, we could do business together, but we got a major problem.
I can't give you clients because they'll probably look at your Facebook page and they'll dump me, and I can't afford to.
Wait, I can't hear both of you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead, Steve.
No, continue. I'm sorry. Let me interrupt. I was going to say, someday down the road, there should be a multi-billion-dollar class action suit because their censorship is selective. If you put up something about hydroxychloroquine, whether it works or not, you could have 500 doctors say it did work, at least for a while, automatically censored. I believe it's ridiculous, you know, the things that they do. May I make one last comment about the COVID guys before I go?
Yeah.
Thank you. The actual per capita rate, of course, you have to take in age and morbidities, is 1 in 1,500. There's 320 million people in this country, about 212,000 dead. So it's 1 in 1,500. Guess what it is in Africa? And they don't wear face diapers or masks, whatever you want to call it, and they don't have good health care. 1 in 54,000. Africa has 1.3 billion people, and they've got about 24,000 dead. Tell us, what are we doing wrong, guys, and what are we doing right?
COVID is a mystery because, you know, doctors swear there's you know, more problem. There's the potential of more problems to come with COVID. And people are really scared. I mean, some people are really scared, and some people take the attitude, whatever will be, will be. I think in many countries, there is a big undercount on COVID, the amount of COVID cases and the amount of COVID deaths. I don't even know how in a country like India they could count. Same in Africa. There's so many countries where they probably have no way to count.
Even though the National Institute of Health probably has agents there stationed there, hopefully there's some accuracy. Gentlemen, may I leave you with one quick joke? I'll make it fast. I know you get a lot of calls.
Okay.
What's the definition of an honest politician?
What?
That's one who gives 15% of his bribe to charity.
There you go. All
right. You guys have a good night. Thanks.
Take care. I tell you what, the COVID thing that he was talking about, the comorbidities is the key. I mean, I can't believe today Chris Christie went home. That is really miracle.
You know, doctors have told me that they're treating COVID way better. There's way less cases in the ICU. Certain comorbidities will kill you. You know, there's no question. But people are still dying. But they've learned to treat it way better. There's very few cases in the ICU in the hospital where I live, and I know across the board people are surviving. But there's other worries. It still spreads really fast, and people do still get really sick. And not everybody's going to have the medication that the president had, but they are treating it way better. They know how to treat it way better.
Thank God, like I said. But, you know, going back to the topic today, I mean, are we losing our democracy? Are we, in fact, being stifled to express ourselves, to feel because I like somebody, it should be no problem. It should be my business. But now we're in a situation where if you know I like Trump and you don't, we can't be friends.
I know.
I cannot believe we live in a world like that any longer. I mean, this is the American. This is the United States of America. Freedom of speech. What the hell is going on?
I don't know. You know, when I was a kid, I was sort of told what the difference between a Republican and a Democrat, or a conservative and a liberal, really was. You know, I was explained to me in a way that sort of made sense, and it still makes sense, but it's not the way it is anymore. But
well, it's a different world. I mean, we're not looking at the old days. You know, a Democrat and Republican were both patriotic.
Right.
Today, you have a whole new Democrat. You have that far left who, for whatever reason, wants to embrace either socialism or fascism or communism or socialism. And I'm thinking, you guys don't realize it doesn't work. Our nation, we haven't made here. I mean,
yeah, and then the right, you know, the right, these guys wanted to kidnap a governor of Michigan. I mean,
can you believe that? I mean, that's
you can't have militias either. I mean,
I cannot believe that even came up. I was shocked by that.
You know, I mean, it's just, I mean, these are small minorities of people, but they exist, you know, so you have the socialists on the right, the left, and the militias on the right, and they do exist. I mean,
I guess that would be the fascists on the right.
Right. Well, the fascist militias, yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. What I always liked about this, look at what we're doing right now. We're on a radio show. And we're taking advantage of our one great freedom of speech, and we're able to talk whether we like or dislike our leadership. We could speak our mind. But if we were living in Russia or Cuba, how far do you think that would get? If we were in Venezuela and we posted anything on Facebook that was derogatory, Maduro would take away our food.
Right. And same in Cuba. You know, when Castro took over in Cuba, I mean, at first it was great because they had money, but when they ran out of money, everything was terrible. And then if you said something against the government, you were just thrown in jail. I mean, that's just the way it was, and it's still that way to some extent. And I think it is in many countries, China. You know, you say something against the government, and the next day you're not there anymore.
Back when they had Stalin.
Yeah.
How many people did Stalin kill?
But we're heading it. We could be heading in that direction in this country. I mean, you know, one bad word against the government, and you know, who knows? On either side, that's the thing. That's the other thing is there's no understanding. The people on the right don't understand why the left feels the way they do, and the people on the left don't understand why the people on the right feel the way they do. And you know, obviously the media has made it worse. They charge it up in a way where like they're just the bad guys, you know, and then it leaves no understanding. I mean, I think one solution, honestly, is I think that the media should have to choose. If you're a media station, you have to choose: are you opinion or are you fact? Are you going to be a news station or an opinion station? I don't think they should be allowed to do both. I don't think it's right. It makes things confusing. If you're on a station and Hannity says he says opinion done right, he's the first one to admit he does opinion. The problem is in the corner it says Fox News, and that's a problem. That's something that should be eliminated in my opinion. You either should be opinion or news. It can't be both. But it's both. It's both.
I've watched Good Morning America for the better part of the last 40 years.
The same thing
every morning. And I can't watch it any longer because it's no longer news. It's opinion. They're
right.
Trying to sway everybody to one side against
right.
the president. I mean, it blows my freaking mind. And
right.
Honestly, this is not what we're supposed to. We're supposed to get news.
Right.
I miss Harry Reasoner. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I miss.
But we don't have that anymore. We don't have anybody like that anymore.
Well, Mike Wattles may have been the last of the dying breed. Hey, the number here is 702-257-5396. How can we get our democracy back? How can we find, what would you suggest? Where do we go, ladies and gentlemen? How do we get back to the basics? I mean, here's the other thing. I mean, frankly, I was in a meeting today, I told you, and they're talking about ballot harvesting. And I'm going to play an anti-Republicanist. I mean, they're pointing fingers. Oh, you know, the Democrats are great at cheating. And, of course, we hear the Democrats say the Republicans are great at cheating. But the
right.
question is, who's honest?
I don't
Who's
know.
Who's honest the truth?
Well, you know, he just told our last caller just told a joke about it, you know. Politicians are you know, historically not honest. I mean, it's I don't know. I don't know what to say. Politicians are not honest. Media who just looking for ratings and looking how to charge people up and sensationalize everything so that they can get the most ratings. That's where we live. And, you know, the trouble is me and you could sit here and fight. We could bring up 100 things that we could fight over. You know, we could talk about things in the debate. We could talk about, you know, how Trump, you know, things that Trump says and things that Biden says and blah, 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 blah. And me and you could fight all day. We could come up with things that we could charge our listeners up and get them to call about these things. And is that what we want to do? I mean, I want people to call and listen, but I want people to come up with solutions. I don't want more problems, you know.
And it's really, when your wife mentioned this about losing our democracy, I really hit home because I thought about it, and it made a lot of sense. Here we are in 2020, and I was telling you about how, you know, you got to be cautious on what you say and how you say it to other people. And you know what's funny? I have to tell my kids, be careful what you put on Facebook, because you could be screened. Like, you go for a job interview, and now what they do is they check your Facebook page to see what kind of character you are. And that could be the difference whether you get a job or keep a job, you know? That's a problem.
It's been that way for a while. But, yeah, you know, kids are aware of that, too, now. So, you know, kids are more aware of that than ever. But some of them still do it. They still put up idiotic things on, you know, there's TikTok and Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Now there's all kinds of media places where they, you know, where they can do that. And they're all popular.
Our next caller says there's too many media outlets, and I think he might be right. Frank, how are you, and welcome to the show.
Do you got me, Pat?
Hey, Frank, how you been, buddy?
I'm sorry. Am I being received?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hold on here. I'm going to kill the. My bad. It was actually 1968. Ted Kennedy, you know, the incremental movement of the Marxist. In this country, you were allowed to own, if you owned a magazine, you could own one other newspaper, preferably out of county, let alone in county, within a state. If you owned a TV station, you could not own a radio station or a newspaper.
Right.
And any of that above, Kennedy got that repealed. The greatest line in Ted Turner, his favorite movie, Citizen Kane with Orson Welles, when his wife says to him, "What will the people think?" And he says to his wife, "What will the people think? I tell the people what they'll think."
Yeah.
I mean, if that doesn't sum up what's going on you know, as your co-host there, he said it all. You know, that, you know, that this is an opinion station, not fact, not news.
Right.
You know, and that's a great place. And the one thing, Pat, that I can't stand is, I learned this 30 years ago. We have women congressmen and senators. So you've got 10 congressmen and senators combined total. You've got 6 men and 4 women. The 6 men vote that it's legal to rape the women. Gavel hits. That's law. That's democracy. That's mob rule. We are a constitutional republic, the rights of property and the rights of individual. Thank you for your time, gentlemen. I'll take your response on the radio. God bless.
Thank you for the call, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Glad you're back in action, baby. And the number again is 702-257-5396. You know, it is interesting because now you have these radio people, or you have people that own multiple outlets, whether it be a magazine,
right.
they have multiple radio stations, and they may even have a television network on cable. And, you know, in some cases, they can play both sides to the middle.
Right, I know. And sometimes they do. I mean, I've always joked about this, but I've always said, look, if I'm the mayor of a city, for instance, that where the congressional race is close, you know, I'd be calling both sides and saying, hey, it's close. We need money. Oh, you should be spending more money here. You know, and I'd be calling both sides and say, then call the other side and say, hey, it's close. You need to spend more money here. And more money comes into his, you know, into his district. I mean,
I'm glad you used that. I'm going to hit you with this one, but I wasn't trying to be a wise guy. Did you hear about the Texas mayor who's grabbing ballots and he's arrested?
No.
The mayor in Texas was grabbing ballots. I mean, I have to tell you, we live in a very strange world. You know, the Chinese say we live in interesting times, and there's never been a truer word said because these are very, very interesting times.
Right.
And I'm worried. I'm not worried about me and my wife as much because we're up there, and you and your wife are up there in age. But our kids, our grandchildren, this is going to be... This is scary.
Well, you know, when you think about it, the world has had the ability to destroy itself for the last 70 years or so, a little over 70 years, and since the 40s, right? So before that, however many billions of years the world's been around, they didn't have the ability to destroy itself. We're not going to destroy the Earth. George Carlin does a whole routine about that. It's not... You know, the Earth's not in trouble. The Earth's been around for billions of years and saw all kinds of things. It's people that are in trouble. You know, the people have the ability to exterminate people and maybe all life for that matter on the planet. And, you know, it's scary.
It's really scary.
Yeah.
You know, George Carlin, could you imagine if he were alive doing stand-up right now?
Oh, I know.
He'd have so much material, he wouldn't know where to go.
Yeah.
It was interesting. Bill Maher last night was calling out, the guy from California, and I can't think of his name, Schiff.
Yeah.
And he's like, and Schiff obviously is not a congressman or he's not a statewide politician. He's a federal. And he was questioning the fact that everybody's moving from California because now they're raising taxes on ridiculous levels. No matter what you do, he is not a pro-Trumper. There's never, but at the same time, he's calling out the Democrats saying, what are you doing?
Right.
Are you guys trying to lose?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing? I mean, the whole thing is scary. Then you have a story, and again, I'm not trying to say violence, but then you got a story today in the news where Biden came out and said the voters, it's not their privilege to know what I'm thinking or how we're going to go in the future. And I'm like, you didn't just say that. I know you just didn't say that.
Did you hear the actual quote? Because these things get taken out of context.
I'll get it for you in a second here. I'll either have it immediately or I'll have it for you after the break, because we're going to go to break in about a minute. But when I see these things, I just can't imagine. So the quote from Biden, where'd it go?
See, this is where I could just bring up 10 quotes from Trump, too.
The packing going on right now is by the Democrats, the Republicans, he said. And then he also said earlier today, and this was kind of funny because I'm like, why would you do this? I mean, I've heard him talk about not telling everybody what's going on.
Well, they were specifically talking about packing the court, if I'm not mistaken.
He just said he's not
going to say right now. He's not going to say his opinion on it right now. I mean, obviously he thinks that benefits him.
This was the quote, voters don't deserve to know his stance on packing the Supreme Court.
Right. All right, so we're going to break.
I don't get it. Well, hey, listen, that was the first 30 minutes, and the number here is 702-257-5396. That's 702-257-5396. Are we losing our democracy? Regardless of which side you fall, are we in trouble? What can we do to make this work better for our future? Stay tuned for more. You're listening to Common Ground. We'll be right back after this.
You heard me for years say what we do. Now let me tell you why. Mr. Griff, a veteran, temporarily lost all of his VA benefits, going through chemo for cancer, and behind on his mortgage. We gave Mr. Griff money in advance prior to his home closing. Mr. and Mrs. Keith, seniors, had a distressed property with no money for repairs. They thought their only option was to sell the house to an investor or an iBuyer company, way below market value. We paid for all the repairs and improvements, getting them $50,000 more than any other investor would have paid. Our why in life is helping sellers do what's best for them, asking you the right questions. We have helped over 5,000 people just like you with over 25 years of experience. Call your real estate guy, Aaron Taylor, today. 702-310-6683. Brokered by eXp Realty. License number 38886.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for tax relief that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-259-8642. 800-259-8642. 800-259-8642.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, Doug Basham here. Join me Saturday afternoons from 2 to 4, and I'll tell you what your conservative, corporate-controlled, right-wing propaganda hate media isn't. You're welcome. That's Saturday afternoons, 2 to 4. Be there.
Welcome back to Common Ground. I'm your host, Pat Casale. My co-host is Dean Shulman. And we're talking about losing our democracy. Things have changed. Our First Amendment rights. Do we have that freedom to speak our minds, feel the way we want to feel? For business owners, if you feel, if you lean to the left, it could cost you business from the right. If you're leaning to the right, it could cost you business from the left. Is that, does that make sense? I personally don't think it's right. And what about your kids? Their futures. If they post something on social media, it sticks with them for life. Once it goes into social media, it's there forever. It doesn't go anywhere.
Hey,
internet,
Pat.
The internet is a crazy thing. I mean, computers may not be working very well. The number is 702-257-5396. That's 702-257-5396. Go back to the phones. We have JD, my good friend. How are you, my buddy?
Fine, gentlemen. First of all, I'd like to give a shout-out to Frank. Frank, this is J.D. It's so good to hear you. We haven't heard you for about a year. We were worried about you, and we're glad you're in good health.
God bless. I love Frank. Great guy.
I wanted to talk about the press as you're talking about it. You know, freedom of the press, and this might be a little controversial, but we've questioned the First 10 Amendments many times. Maybe freedom of the press has to be reexamined a little bit and fact-checked. The only guy I know that does it is Brent Bozell. He has an agency that keeps track of how many minutes they talk about certain stories and certain politicians, Democrat, Republican. But the things they do by omission are just as bad as commission. I mean, I haven't seen any stories on the top secret classified information regarding the Hillary Clinton Russian scandals that were released last week in the news. And They have a bad habit, especially some of the local people, the local news. They have so many hours of news, but they omit so many things. And I really don't need to know what's happening in Magooville somewhere in the USA when a tractor trailer runs under a bridge or something, that they have to bring these tragic stories to us from all across the country. But one of my pet peeves with the media is accuracy. If you watch a TV news show, whether it's local or national, they will be reporting on figures, and they will have a figure behind them on the screen of 990 something or others. But they will say in their speech almost 1,000 something or other. It takes as many words and as much time to say 990, but it is constant. They do not, they don't have any urgency to be accurate on some of the things that they report. And many times when I call the local station and point out something that is so obvious, that the news person read, they will not respond. I leave my name. I'm courteous. I leave my number. And they will not respond to a mistake that they make or something that is obviously so very, very one-sided. And I think maybe we need to re-examine how the news media reports the news with some kind of bipartisan committee to make sure that they're held responsible.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of my idea of what do you think of my idea, JD? That you have to pick. You either have to be a news station or an opinion station.
Well, that's obvious. Yes, they say that many times, and sometimes they cross over. But that is another problem. I think you mentioned we have too much news. We have too many 30-something-year-olds. That went to Sam Houston Institute of Technology and got a bachelor's degree in political science, and all of a sudden they think they're Winston Churchill and Henry Kissinger when they make comments regarding different countries and different wars and what have you.
Yeah.
What news coverage have you seen about the peace treaty with the two Arab states and Israel? Very little. I mean, Trump has been nominated for 3 Nobel Peace Prizes. I haven't heard it on the national news at all. So that's where omission comes into play. You can make me look bad by not telling me something, not saying something that I did good.
Right. Well, yeah, nobody's pointing out the positives. On either side, nobody's pointing out the positives. And you know, when you talk about all these people they all have the means at a young age because you can just go on YouTube or TikTok or any and you have these things. My wife was just talking to me about this. These companies are global. You know, Facebook and Twitter, they're global companies. You know, there's no way to not have foreign influence.
The thing though, it's not that is not the main reason they're on. To give us information and accurate information, it's to get clicks so
right.
They can sell something.
Right. The same with all of it. Media, whether it's MSNBC or whether it's Fox News or whether it's Twitter or YouTube, somebody with a YouTube channel, they're just trying to get ratings. And on online, it's clicks, and on TV, it's ratings, and that's what people are trying to get. That's what we've come to.
But what do you think, guys, about some kind of commission? Because as it is, they are unfettered. NBC and CBS and NBC and CNN and Fox news shows could basically report anything any way they want,
right.
Plant it any way they want, and omit anything they want, and they're not held.
They're not held accountable. They're only held accountable if they're liable, but they can basically manipulate things any way they want, news stories.
I have a question for you and JD. By the way, number 702-257-5396. Love to hear from you guys. Here's one for both of you. When we were growing, this is going back 30, 40 years ago, when did we ever see the New York Times on occasion, probably once a month, so it seems, and maybe I'm exaggerating, have to apologize for a story they reported that was inaccurate, that wasn't accurate?
It happens all the time on news stations everywhere.
Yeah, but I always thought the New York Times was like the gospel of news.
I know. Well, the people don't follow journalism rules anymore. You used to be taught journalism in college. Journalism was a real subject. It was taken very seriously. And then, if you broke the rules of journalism, it was a really bad thing. But we've crossed over that line.
How many times do they apologize on the national news when they make a mistake? Very rarely. But another incident. When they four anonymous sources on the Nation magazine and the news reported it every day accused Trump of saying bad things about the military, four anonymous, but they didn't come back and say 26 people say he didn't say it, and they have Joe Biden on tape in Iraq in 2015 in front of the troops with his wife, and he told them a joke or something, and they didn't laugh, and he called them a bunch of dumb bastards. And then he called them a dull group. That never made the news.
Yeah, I've never seen that, so I don't know.
Well, it's on tape.
I'm sure Sean Hannity would play it if he had it.
He has.
But
he has. Mark Levin and Rush Limbaugh.
Listen, there's things on both sides that can be that you could talk about. I could bring up 20 things that Trump said. You know that. And it's just about what
you don't have to bring it up. The media brings it up.
The media brings it up. I know. I'm just saying it's constant. And,
but it's not
there's
equal.
Some things I don't understand. There's definitely things I don't understand. I don't understand why.
It's not equal. If you can't admit that the media is biased towards Biden and the Democrats, then you got blinders
on.
Well,
CNN Parker. And NBC are, and Fox is.
NBC, ABC, and CBS are the same. Like Pat mentioned about Good Morning in the Morning. I can't watch it for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
All the Sunday shows have 3 Democrats and one conservative Republican. So and the host. So they're automatically 4-1 against the conservative Republican. Plus, that means they get 4 times as much speech. And invariably, there's always 1 or 2 of them that will interrupt the Republican when he's speaking. It is atrocious on the Sunday shows, 4-1 as far as Democrats to Republicans. And it's amazing to me.
I have a hard time because I'll watch Fox just to see what's going on. So I see a lot of Republican stuff. And, I don't watch all the shows, but I'll watch some of them. And I make sure I stay tuned in to Fox to hear what they're saying. So I don't really follow ABC and NBC and CBS
well,
that
I
much.
Well, I do a lot. Hmm. And you have Chuck Dodd, who he and his wife have worked for Democrats. He's an anchor.
Right.
You have Stephanopoulos, who worked for
Clinton,
yeah. And he's an anchor.
Right, I know.
So you have so many that are in. Jake Tapper worked for a Democrat on CNN.
Right.
You have
well,
CNN so many
is a total
people.
Democratic station. I mean, there's no two ways about it.
But
I mean,
you have so many in the media that have anchor positions in news that have, on the record, worked for Democrats prior to being on TV.
Yeah.
So, I mean, logic
there's no
would
question,
tell you.
But, you know, Fox is a pretty powerful network. I mean, don't shortchange Fox because they're...
You can't compete against 5 or 6 others.
Well, they do, though. Hannity's the number one show, isn't he?
By the way, the phone number here is 702-257-5396. Jay, that was a great call. Appreciate it.
Yeah. You know, J.D. brought up something. One mistake I think Trump's making... I mean, this is a big mistake I think he's making. Is he acts like he's running against Hillary? The thing with the emails, I think it's hurting him. I mean, Hillary was a not well liked candidate. You know what I mean? There were so many people that did not like Hillary, and that's I believe that's a reason why Trump won. And
yeah, but you know, you and I see that we see the obvious, but I have to say this in all honesty, right now with the breaking news coming out there. With regard to these, now they're saying it's possibly they found the erasures of those emails, et cetera.
I mean, I don't know.
They say everything about this. If it wasn't for them trying to nail Trump as a conspiracy again with the Russians, maybe it wouldn't have been so bad. But that's not the case. By the way, here's an update: fatal shooting, 1 person killed at opposing Black Lives Matter pro police protests in Denver. More to follow. Just one that's breaking news right now, hot off the ticker.
I'm just saying it's hurting him. You know, whether you agree, whether you know how you feel about, you know, what happened with the. I think the Russians interfered with the election. I don't think there's any question. I mean, there's evidence on both sides. There's definitely evidence that they did, and they're doing it again. According to the FBI, they're doing it again right now. So
Trump was not involved.
What?
He wasn't a co-conspirator. He was never involved with the Russians.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to believe. There's so many lies you don't even know.
Trump, Pat,
whether you like it or not, I'm just saying I think he's making a mistake acting like he's running against Hillary. I think it's going to hurt him.
I don't disagree with that. What I'm trying to say is it's just part of the news cycle. I mean, honestly, I look at what's
going
on
Trump and Pompeo, the Secretary of State, have brought this issue up, and they keep talking about it. I think he's making a mistake by talking about it. He should be going after Biden, not Hillary. He's running against Biden.
I agree with 100%. The question is this. I mean, you know, we have the Durham report going on right now, Durham investigation going on. When are we going to find out what exactly is going on? I mean, all these months have gone by. It would be nice to know the truth. And the question is, if, in fact, Trump were to lose, okay?
Yeah.
And let's say the Democrats get in control. Does a Durham report die on the vine? I mean, it's unbelievable. But again,
I don't know. But you know, you could talk about Trump's taxes and some of his some of his deals that, you know, he's taking money out of he's taking money from you know, some of his funds and put it into his campaign. I mean, it's, you know, this you can't tell me that Trump's
you got Warren today coming out saying we're going to make Trump, if he loses the White House, we're going to make him pay for COVID. And I'm like, are you guys nuts? I mean, again, let's go back to the topic, which was freedom of speech, losing our democracy. And,
right.
And the number here is 702-257-5396. You know, we're at a point now, we're at a serious point in our lives, in the world, the United States of America, whereas we can no longer say what we feel without without worrying about repercussions. And it's on many levels. I mean, you know, if your kid goes to school wearing a pro-Trump hat, or if a teacher speaks out against the president, both get punished.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I don't think teachers should preach. They should teach. That's all
right.
The story. But when you get on this, our kids, you know, a kid can go out there and make a comment, and nowadays it could be misconstrued, you know, as being part of a hate group, for crying out loud. And we could really damage a kid's future. It's scary.
Yeah, I know. I don't even know what to say. We've come to that in our country, and I mean, what's the future? What happens in this election if it doesn't go? If someone doesn't win in a landslide, if it's not a landslide one way or the other, what's going to happen in this country? Even if it is a landslide, you tell me, are the Republicans going to accept a Biden win? I mean, Trump has refused to say he would accept the results. I mean, so did Pence. Pence didn't answer the question.
He said he would accept the results if, in his mind, were done right. You know, ballot harvesting is up there. How about this one? Will the Democrats accept that Trump wins in a landslide?
I don't think they'll have a choice.
What happens if
there's not going to be a choice?
What do you think?
Say it's close. There's a good chance it comes down to Florida or Pennsylvania, right? Let's say it comes down to Florida, right? Like in 2000 in 2000 with Bush Gore. Right. What if it does come down to Florida? What if a similar thing happens where it's that close, you know, or they're counting ballots and they don't know if they counted the ballots accurately or not? What are they going to do? You know, do you think either side is going to be happy with the result?
You know, it's a good question.
I mean,
here's the deal. I mean, we both agreed on this, that we believe that the way the voting is going to go, nobody's going to vote one side. They're going to vote. You're either going to vote all Democrat or all Republican. I mean,
yeah. Nowadays, I never used to do that. You know?
No, nor did I.
I voted for a lot of Republicans in my life. The governor, the previous governor of Nevada is a good example. You know, Sandoval was a great governor. He was Republican. I thought he was a fantastic governor. You know, and I wish he could run again. To be honest with you,
so was Kenny Gwynn, God rest his soul. I mean, he was a good man.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
And
we're experiencing crazy times.
Yeah, so I don't know anyone that's crossing over anymore and voting for the other side. And that's just you should be able to vote for the best person, but people don't. People aren't going to do it anymore. So I don't know. I'd like to hear what people think is going to happen. I know I have friends on both sides with their AR-15s ready to go. I'm not even joking about that.
I know
Democrats and Republicans with their guns ready to go. And it's scary. I don't even know what to think about that.
You know what's really amazing, though? You said this on the call before doing the show. And it was really funny because, really, we had a big, big week. We had a big debate. The President of the United States looks like he's going to recover from COVID. And what do we – and yet – those things are like behind us. Now people are upset that he's going to go back on the tour.
Right.
To try to give up. I mean,
well, without a test. He needs
this week.
There's a standard of medical care where you should take a test, and you have to test negative like two or three times in order to you're okay.
CNN broke that just now, but that he passed. Everything is good, and so he's on his way. But be that as it may, I mean, we're not talking about the issues. We're talking about, you know, I don't like him. You don't like him. Boom, boom, boom. I mean, it's really sad. What a deal. I mean, really.
Yeah.
We're talking about the United States of America. And I really wonder what other countries look and feel about our nation right now. It's kind
right.
of
well,
scary.
That, that's one of the things that's a Democratic position is that, you know, look at how everybody looks at our country, and they blame Trump, obviously. You know, the Democrats say Trump has caused other countries in the world to look at us like we're, you know, we used to be the leaders. We used to be the great leaders, and now we're at the bottom of the barrel.
But here's the question on that. Let's look at that. But is he on the bottom? I mean, he called out China. And I've heard many people that were part of the administration previously with Obama say it was about time we called China out for what they're doing. Yet he'll never get credit. The fact that he got nominated for a fourth Nobel Peace Prize because of what he did with the Middle East. I mean, these are the kind of things I sit here and go, okay, in the old days.
Well, it's pretty easy to get a nomination.
And it would
be
great. Not now. No matter what. No matter what he does. They said they don't want to give him a win. But the win isn't his, it's ours.
Well, listen.
It's our president.
Listen, you know this, because there are some policies I agree with Trump. I mean, he's created some policies that I agree with, but the things he tweets and the way he treats people and you know, the way he acts as almost like a mob boss a lot of times, that's what people object to.
I hate his tweets.
You know what I mean?
Admit, so some of his tweets are just ridiculous.
So people object to that. It's, you know, people want, you know, people liked Ronald Reagan, rah-rah, you know, America, and he got everybody behind him. It didn't matter who you were, Republicans, Democrats, everyone. And Trump's the opposite. He'll
take down that wall. But you know what? The bottom line is this, seriously, on a serious note, when you look at the president and the fact that J.D. pointed out the fact that multiple networks are one side, and Fox would probably be the only network to the right, and they're not really, they're more centrist, but let's say they're more favorable for the Republicans. That's sad. It shouldn't be like that. Let's just report the freaking news. And I agree with you. I think
you can't say, Pat, you can't say Fox is centrist. That's the most ridiculous thing I've heard in my life. You know what? They're not a centrist station. They're a right-wing station.
They're right-wing. They're not right-wing anymore.
They have some people on there that are centrist that they let chime in. But they're not a centrist station.
It's ironic. He's totally right. You know, and his son works for the Republican Party, the RNC. It's kind of funny when you think about it. But the reality is, there's really only one network that you could call. And with Hannity, he's definitely far right wing, you know. But when you look at everything overall, it's kind of crazy.
I didn't hear you.
I said, when you look at Hannity, it's kind of crazy. It's insane. It really is. I mean, when you look at the news as a whole, you're right. We should call it out for what it is.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I really believe that you should separate news and opinion. I mean, opinion journalism, to me, it's an oxymoron. Like, you can't call yourself opinion journalism because journalism is based on fact and sources and, you know, you better be right. And to say opinion journalism is, it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, the newspaper was the news, and they would have a section that said opinion, you know, and you got to write an opinion. People would get to write their opinion on a special page, and they would say, this is the opinion of so-and-so, you know. I mean, it's well known that this is this person's opinion on something that's going on, you know, a current event or something. And now everything's just blurred. You don't know the difference. Nobody knows the difference between opinion and fact. And it's caught this. That's why we are where we're at. Even the politicians don't know.
I would agree. I mean, it's kind of ironic when you think about it. There was a time where Cruz and
Ted Cruz,
two other candidates, hated Trump. And now they're in his. Now they're totally in bed with him.
Well, Lindsey Graham. So that's another thing in the primaries. The candidates on the same side go at each other. And they go at each other harshly. And when Trump was in the primary in 2016, you know, he went after these guys. I mean, the things he said to Ted Cruz, I don't think I could forgive. Most people say that.
Agree.
Most people say they couldn't forgive it. I mean, you can't go after somebody's wife and their father. I mean, it's just almost sacrilegious. And Ted Cruz takes a lot of grief for that.
Yeah, but by the same token, okay, Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I know. She went after Biden. I know.
She called Biden a racist.
Oh, I know. She went after Biden hard. And then And then Tulsi Gabbard went after Kamala, and she was right. But so then everyone says, oh, it's just the primaries and that's politics. That's what everyone says.
I don't agree with that. I think it's terrible that you could go out there and be that rude to somebody.
But Trump got elected doing that. I mean, he actually got elected doing that. And then as soon as he was the candidate and got elected, Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz rallied behind him. You've heard Lindsey Graham's quotes are all over the place about how he felt about Trump when he was in the primaries.
And now they're buddies.
Yeah, now they're buddies. I mean, is that the world we live in? Like in a primary, you can just go after everybody and say whatever you want, and then it's all forgotten. I mean, that's basically what's happened. And
it's like when you and I were kids. Remember when you and I were kids?
Yeah.
The way we talk, when you and I were children, this is what would happen. We'd have a fight, and later on we'd be playing with each other.
Right.
But in politics, they play dirty.
They do. They play really dirty. They say nasty things. I mean, sometimes to me, some of the things are not really forgivable. But yet they do it anyway.
I have to agree, and they're pretty blatant. I mean, it's not like they're kissing you on the cheek and saying, "Oh, I love you."
Right. No, I know. Hey, look, when you're kids, you just get, you have a disagreement, you fight it out, and everybody knows not to say anything about your mother, you know what I mean? Like, the one thing you don't do is say, you don't bag on someone's girlfriend or their mother, really, you know what I mean? Everybody knows that.
We have another caller, we only got a couple minutes. Hey, Matt, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, I just wanted to comment on y'all's, the issue of Fox News being a right-wing station. I think Fox News is actually a little bit left-leaning when you think about it. You got guys like Sean Hannity and you got guys like Sean Hannity and Mark Levin that really just say it how it is, but when you turn around and you look at CNN and MSNBC and stations like that, they won't even cover the Spygate issue. I mean, that's the biggest attack on our election system in American history, and they won't even give it the time.
Well, they have a different opinion. I mean, it's all opinion.
Well,
and Fox,
it's not an opinion.
It is an opinion. The Democrats impeached Donald Trump because of it. They had enough evidence to bring impeachment. Don't be ridiculous. And if you say Fox is left leaning, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Look at Chris Wallace in the debate. He wouldn't even bring up the issue.
What he's basically saying.
That's because. Did you ever think there wasn't enough credibility behind it?
Get your words out, buddy.
Did you ever think there's not enough credibility behind it? That's why Chris Wallace didn't bring it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're listening to Hannity. I can spew Hannity too if I watch him. I know you're spewing Hannity. I mean, what good is that? Don't you have an opinion of your own? You should have an opinion of your own and not just spew Hannity.
You really think the person that works for
Joe
Biden
coming out, the narrator of the debate? And you know what? When Trump gets reelected, the swamp will be drained. So
that's fine. If Trump gets reelected, in an honest way, he's the president. I don't have a problem with that.
Unless the Democrats can cheat their way out of it.
Again, you're listening to Fox and you're listening to Hannity, and you're not looking at the facts. That's what we're talking about here.
Hey,
there's got to be a way to this. You have no understanding of how the Democrats feel. You only feel what Hannity feels, and that's the problem.
Hey, Matt, thank you for the call. Dean, relax. That's it. We got to wrap it up.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I'm over here. But the bottom line is, it was fun.
All right.
I enjoyed it, and we'll see where it goes. We'll talk next week, and let's hope the things keep going the right direction. Thank you for listening. This is Common Ground with Pat Casale and Dean Schulman.
Okay.
God bless you all, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Pat.